Hey guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai show. Can you believe it is Friday? We are so excited to head into the weekend with you guys. Today on the show, we spoke about the biggest workplace icks of 2023, and also His Highness Sheikh Hamdan was test driving driverless cars in Dubai.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to figure out as cases sent to X. Of course, I defended Generation Send.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Today, DXB announces December travel numbers and airport hacks to make your journey as smooth as possible.
As well, the UAE distributes food parcels in Rafah.
We're talking about His Highness Sheikh Hamdan, who announced that driverless cars will soon be available to the public.
As well, the biggest workplace X of 2023.
Yeah, some of these are surprising, not what I thought they would be. We'll have all of that coming up later in the show, but first of all, I think I need to apologize to you.
Yes, why?
Because Farah started loving, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I think I'm going to go into my third week on Monday.
Started 2 weeks ago. You've done a couple of takeovers, a couple of shoots, and last night we had our office Christmas party. You can check out what happened on stories. And we actually had a blast, but yes. Everyone who's coming this morning got home a little bit late, and Farah, in particular, had your first cup of coffee ever in your life, no?
The thing is, honestly, to be honest with you, Casey, is that I used to love coffee. I used to drink coffee every morning, but then coffee has caused me a lot of sleep issues. I wouldn't sleep at night until 4 a.m. or even sometimes 6 a.m. I'd be like that, right? So I decided to stop coffee. I decided to not drink coffee.
Cold turkey.
Exactly. Just like that. However, because yesterday I didn't sleep until 12 a.m. Even I don't think I passed out.
12 isn't that late.
It is to me because I do sleep at like 9.
You sleep at 9,
At 9, I'm just there like, you know what, Farah? Because I prioritize my 8 hours of sleep.
It's me too.
It's something so sacred to me. It's because if I don't sleep for 8 hours, it's like I don't even think. Right? I don't even
hard to function.
Exactly. I don't even function properly. So I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. and I'm like, ugh, snooze. And then it was until like 5:30 and 5:20 to be very exact with you, with everyone, and you as well, Casey. And I woke up, and I kid you not, I was extremely tired. I'm like, you know what, Farah? I think
today
it's time. Today is the day. Today is the day. And I had my breakfast. I finished my breakfast, and I'm like, you know what, Farah? I'm gonna be making coffee, even though my dad was waiting for me downstairs to drop me to work. And I'm like, I went down with my cup of coffee, like sipping on it in a straw as slowly as it could be. I enjoyed it so much.
I think, though, I love my morning coffee, but I think it's worth it, right? Like once in a year, we go out as an office and it's like we do like Secret Santa, so everyone gets each other gifts. And although we do, I'd love to know how everyone else does Secret Santa, because ours is non-traditional. First of all, everyone pre-Secret Santa, everyone's telling everyone who they have.
I didn't.
Most people, they're like, who do you have?
I mean, honestly, some people... Two people told me who their Secret Santa is.
They gave the game away. And then we also, it's meant to be like gag gifts.
Yeah.
But actually, people were so sweet in the office. Like the gifts that came through were beyond thoughtful.
I mean, honestly, did you see yesterday? I was like shocked. I was like, whoa, who would get like this big gift? And, you know, Chai got Mahira like this big gift. And so he got her two gifts. And I was like, he is Santa.
Chai is our office Santa.
he is.
Are you guys doing Christmas holiday plans with your office? And if so, do you have a lion in the morning? I feel like our team deserves a huge round of applause. Because it was late and we're in, but it is the busy time and we'll go home to bed early tonight.
Honestly, to be honest with you, after I've had coffee this morning,
you're fine.
I don't think so. I'm gonna go to bed early because I had coffee, and honestly, coffee, I don't know why does it just like kick in me so hard, and specifically with the fact that I haven't had coffee for so long. So now it's like, it's not coffee, it's coffee. You know, it's like, it's not like, oh yeah, just like regular coffee. It's
you're good to
coffee.
Go. You're good to go for the day.
For
but at least you know it works.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, thank God it works.
The coffee gods.
But actually, see, it's very smart because if I've had coffee every morning, I think I would be immune to it.
This is the thing. So you wait until the days that you get no sleep.
Exactly.
And then you start the show. We have one comment coming through saying, good morning, looking well after party night. That was my mom. Abby Mammy. Okay, let's jump into our top stories. Christmas travel. DXB prepares for the major rush. Dubai International is preparing to welcome 4.4 million travelers through from December 15th and 31st, with peaking the peak travel day being December 22nd, with an estimated 279 passengers on that day. The end of the month will see the busiest period overall, with around 500,000 people expected to travel between 22nd and 24th, and also 29th to 31st of December.
To make your transits smooth, you can expect to see Santa on duty and elves distributing gifts, with fun festive activities planned throughout each terminal. The world's largest airport for international travel has also issued some helpful tips to ensure a smoother flow of traffic. So take note of the following. Flying Dubai passengers should arrive at least 4 hours before their departure time. If you're traveling with other airlines, arrive at DXB no earlier than 3 hours before the scheduled departure time. Use online check-in where available to save time. As well, weigh luggage at home, assemble documents in advance, and be prepared for security checks to minimize stress and delays.
I love how Dubai Airports always does this coming into the peak travel periods, because basically they understand there's going to be a massive volume of people going through, so they want to give you the hacks that will make your airport trip smoother. Now, if you're flying with Emirates, you've got some special ways to make your journey even quicker. You can try the home, early, and self-service check-in facilities. They actually have a city check-in option. So if you work near ICD, Brookfield Place, and DIFC, you actually go there with your bags. They also have a dedicated facility in Ajman, and that means you can check in your bags before you get to the airport. So if you're a family with 5 kids and you're traveling across the world with loads of suitcases, this would make your life so much easier, because that airport queue is just not
100%,
ideal.
100%, honestly.
They also said avoid airport road leading to Terminal 1 and 3 if you can, because you will expect some congestion around there during peak hours. And another note for families, if you're traveling with kids over the age of 12, use the smart gates to speed up the passport control process. It will just make everything that much quicker for you. And for all the latest travel information, just check out the Dubai Airport's website, or check your airline directly for flight information. I love those official travel hacks.
Mm-hmm. It is, honestly, to be honest with you as well, Casey, is the fact that Dubai is one of the best cities to live in, because not only does it, you know, provide safety and all of these things, but also it cares for its residents, which is honestly a very good thing.
100%. It's across so many levels, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And the fact that they are actually putting effort and putting up all of these hacks for everyone who's traveling, honestly, is very great.
And would you have your own, like, personal travel hacks? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, these are the official ones. So avoid, you know, the peak roads at busy times, take the metro if possible. If you've got kids, put them over the age of 12, put them through the smart gates. But as a human getting on an 8-hour flight, like, what's that thing that you do to make your journey that little bit nicer?
I mean, honestly, it varies from one person to another, right? You know, every person just would describe comfort or perfect trip in their own way. However, the fact that, you know, Dubai has recently been filled with traffic, taking the metro and them saying all of these information is very, honestly, effective and very, I would say, good.
Makes it easier. You
know? Makes it easier. I mean, honestly, every time I go in the metro sometimes to go see my friends or something like that, I do that to avoid traffic, because sometimes traffic can be really harsh. You do stay for long hours on the road, and when I go in the metro, I do see like people with their travel bags.
Yeah,
since I told
course.
You that we moved houses, right, for my sister. So honestly, it's beautiful seeing that people are actually, you know, just like making use of all of the transport services that Dubai has provided.
100%. I'm the biggest supporter of the metro. Unfortunately, I don't live near one now, so it's not on my commute.
Yeah.
But clean, efficient, fast, and most importantly, reliable. Let's jump into our next story.
So for our next story, the UAE distributes food parcels in Rafah in Gaza. Now, the UAE has delivered food supplies to help thousands of Palestinians affected by the Israel-Gaza war, as it has been distributed to 15,744 people. The Emirates Red Crescent, the humanitarian arm of the UAE government, distributed 1,679 food parcels to people in the Rafah governorate in the southern Gaza.
Relief teams distributed 500 parcels each to Al Tanour, Al Nasser, and Kirbad Al Adas neighborhoods. A further 179 parcels were distributed in the area around the UAE's field hospital in the Gaza Strip.
In addition, 25 shelter tents were installed, benefiting 150 people. Now, the humanitarian support is being distributed as part of the Gallant Night 3 humanitarian operation ordered by President Sheikh Mohammed.
And along with that, the UAE has also dispatched thousands of essentials, including food and medical supplies, by land and air over recent weeks as part of the aid operation.
As well, the UAE opened a field hospital in Gaza on December 2nd to treat injured residents.
And if you are, if you have some time, I'd really encourage you to go and check out the latest report by CNN, where they have a reporter. They said it was really difficult to get into Gaza, but they did, and they had access to the UAE field hospital. And the work that the UAE residents and locals are doing there is incredible. I saw a quick snapshot of it this morning, and you're hearing the bombs around you. And they said they're just surprised by the number of children coming through those doors. So we thank the UAE for making this happen. But it's also just the shocking footage of what's going on there. And there's a really kind of thorough report by the CNN. So if you've got time, I would check it out.
Aside from the fact that it is very sad, honestly, it's amazing to see that the UAE is actually stepping a foot in what's happening in Gaza, right? And they are actually helping all of the victims in all ways possible, whether it's just like, as we just said, giving food, providing hospitals and providing actual first aid, humanitarian help, which is honestly what's needed in Gaza. As well, with our story yesterday, providing clean water, because there's a video that I've seen over TikTok the past few months of kids, you know, they just want to drink water, and they were drinking water from the rain. They couldn't drink clean, purified water. So how UAE is actually stepping, you know, or giving hand and giving humanitarian aid to Gaza, to the people in Gaza, to the victims, is great. It's honestly one of the best things that I have ever seen. I've seen, yes, other countries help. I've seen everyone help. I've seen a lot of people help as well, you know, whether it's donating money or donating clothes. It's perfect.
Yeah, I would agree. And on that, our donations that go through the Emirates Red Crescent really kind of help these things kind of go through.
100%.
And if you'd like more information on that, we have an article on Love in Dubai, which you can check out as well. Jumping in to our next story, something that's happening closer to home. A video went viral yesterday.
Yes, a video went viral yesterday of Sheikh Hamdan announcing that driverless cars will soon be available to the public. Now, Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan announces that driverless cars will soon be available to the public, as announced on Instagram. Stories that self-driving taxis will soon be available on Dubai roads, as the video was captioned, "We are launching automated self-driving taxis soon on Dubai's roads."
So he just posted the videos to his story yesterday, and I love something that he'll share to his account, gets picked up by all the major news titles, because it's basically His Highness Sheikh Hamdan proving that these driverless vehicles work, and they're soon going to be on our roads. So the footage showed His Highness Sheikh Hamdan in what would usually be the driver's side and other passengers in the vehicle. However, in this video, you can see that he's... the car itself is being operated by a professional, but they're not actually operating anything. And in the video, you can see there's a nearby cyclist, and the vehicle slows down, spots a speed bump without anyone actually operating it. They're using, I guess, sensors. I don't know how these vehicles work, but to kind of see what's on the road and to operate safely, which is just crazy.
Yes, and in October, the RTA said that along with Cruise, a self-driving technology company, they had begun supervised testing of a Chevrolet Bolt-based autonomous vehicle in Jumeirah 1 area, which is amazing. But, you know, you just like want to think, so technically, are the is the profession of a taxi driver going to just end at that point?
That was a big conversation that went through on our IG feed yesterday. I don't think so. I think the reality of, I think it's super cool that they're kind of going towards autonomous vehicles and, you know, driverless taxis, but not in the near future. I don't think it's a concern.
AI and robotic things are actually very scary at this point. But I would, honestly, I would love to have a driverless car that I'm actually driving, yeah, with me, for me. So I can just be like, hey, take me to work. And they will just like take me to work.
You know what's so funny, though, is that when sometimes like driver chats are kind of nice, you know, and it's like if I'm one of two types of passengers, one, and I kind of hate myself for this, but I literally stare at my phone for the whole journey. I don't see anything around me. I don't engage with the driver and I'm just staring at my phone because I think I'm too busy, right? Yeah. But then on another day, I'll put my phone away and we might have a chat and you learn something about someone. Like some of the amazing stories that you know, hear here, people who've chosen to move away from their families, you know, they're working here for 20, 30 years and they'll show you photos of their homes. They'll show you photos of their kids at university. And it's, you know, people that I may not have met otherwise. And it just gives you an opportunity. I like driver chats.
It is great. But it's just like, I would just like, you know, have my own car and just like not drive it. That would be amazing. I would do that just because my parents all the time comment a lot about my driving. So I'm just like, fine, you cannot comment now. I'll just, you know, get a driverless car and you don't need to worry.
It would be amazing, but I just think the reality of having loads of driverless, I think we're still far from that. Will be really cool, like in the Jumeirah area, to see driverless taxis and see the technology evolve. But we've seen them, I think like San Francisco is quite fast forward on this. And, you know, there's still some kinks to be ironed out. So the reality of us having driverless cars is quite a distance away, I would say.
I mean, there is a Tesla technically.
But there's some kinks and I'm just not ready to
all
in on it.
Yeah, but as well, I think that driverless cars are more efficient for like smaller areas rather than just like I wouldn't go in a driverless taxi that's going to take me all the way to, let's say, Abu Dhabi, or that's going to take me all the way to, I don't know, a place that's like an hour away, because I wouldn't trust it. What if it's just like messes up and just doesn't know, you know what I mean? Because like if someone who is manually actually driving a car, let's say, for example, today, my dad was dropping me to work. So there were two roads, right? And on this road, it was filled with traffic because there was an accident. So he thought, you know what, let me go from this road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a driverless taxi would do that. How are you going to communicate with a driverless taxi, telling them, boss, that's not where you, please go here, or please go here, or boss, what if it just doesn't know the road? What if it just doesn't know the way? I have a hard time explaining to a taxi where my house is. So a taxi with an actual human being who's driving it. So how can I explain to a driverless taxi, a robot, where my house is?
Well, I feel the same, but I love that Dubai is like 20 million years ahead of us in terms of capabilities. So we'll probably see it sooner than can be expected on the streets of Jumeirah. They are testing them right now. And how cool to see that video go viral yesterday.
We should go on takeover. When it's out, just to go on a takeover in a driverless taxi just to see how it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Just to test it.
So if you want to see us testing it and Farah trying to explain to AI how to find her house, stay tuned on Love in Dubai. Guys, it's 8:51. We bring you into our final story of the day. A survey came out yesterday, the biggest workplace icks of 2023. And before we even jump into it, do you have any workplace icks? What gets under your skin? What just habits that goes on in your office that just annoy you? So ID card printer experts, Digital ID, they asked 3,500 people to find out what is the biggest office ick. These habits that simply annoy you. It could be loud chewing, it could be a smug gym goer, or someone who's always late. This is the official list of office pet peeves for 2023.
Honestly, that's actually amazing. Now, the TikTokers, honestly, my ex in the office are TikTokers in the office. So the colleagues who at any given opportunity are filming their latest dance challenge or lip sync battle right in front in the middle of the office.
Does that happen in your office?
Imagine, you know, the thing is, honestly, to be with you, to be very frank with you, Casey, is the fact that I have a lot of fakes in the office. And sometimes it's like, you know, I have a poker face when I'm like sitting down. People think I'm not thinking, but I'm probably thinking and probably like judging. At some
Whoa.
Point.
But, all right, I noted. Noted, guys.
No,
guys,
masses.
Like, oh, no,
okay, guys, no, actually.
Sarah is judging all of us from her poker face.
No, people think, you know, like, I have this, like, poker face. So people think I am, let's say, not aware. And it's like...
So what bugs you?
What bugs me? TikTokers, as mentioned, because it's like, why would you just take your phone and just like sing? You know, I mean, honestly, yeah, you, I know you're trying to do a dance, but why don't you try at home? Why don't you try somewhere else? And of course, pick me people.
TikTokers in the office. It's funny because we're obviously a content company, so there's a little bit of it, but not too much. Like, unless it's like for like a campaign or something, we don't actually have people who are like, I think that would only annoy me if they were blaring the same song over and over again to get the song right. That would annoy me. But other than that, it's fine.
But if it is for like, if it's for work, sure, go ahead. Who am I to judge? This is work. This is what you do. So I'm not going to say anything. But if you're just going to take your phone and just try to become famous, just stop. I mean, do that at your home. Why are you bugging everyone? People around you are working, doing other things. And just don't try to be a pick-me.
Farah has spoken.
I am, honestly, I've just stepped a foot in it.
Well, next up, let's see if these guys bug you too. The vapors. So vaping is meant to be discreet. However, the scent is a bit sickening. And although you shouldn't do it inside, some people do. And when that arises, you get that sweet smell start wafting through the office. And it actually raises questions of the etiquette of vaping in the office. I would be really annoyed if people were vaping in the office because it's just not healthy.
Have you smelled the smell of the IQOS? It's horrible. I had a manager who would vape in front of
indoors?
Me. Indoors? Indoors. And I was like...
Is that a thing? Do people vape indoors?
I would try to, you know, hint at him like, hey, stop vaping. It doesn't smell good. And be like, I'd do this. He wouldn't understand, so...
It's illegal to vape indoors, right?
Yeah.
So, but he was doing it.
He was doing it.
If you're vaping in an office... No one vapes in our office. If you're vaping in an office...
Yeah,
that is not okay. No, Mass is giving this note. No, definitely not. And you do notice that smell. I think back in the day, I don't know, it is that like specific smell to vapes. It's not bad, but it is quite sickening. Like someone's got like apple flavor. That shouldn't be in the healthy office environment. So I get why that is an office ick for 2023.
That's fine, but the IQOS is not fine. I mean, honestly, I don't mind the ones with flavors because it's way better than the IQOS. It's like, the IQOS, like, fine, if you want to vape IQOS, just go out.
But it's not even, honestly, like, the smell is one thing, but if it's an unhealthy, if they're polluting my air and I'm sitting in this office for, like, 8 hours a day, whatever the workday is, that's frustrating. It's actually not the smell that really gets me. It's the fact that you're polluting my air quality. If anyone out there is listening and you're an office vapor, you're icky. And you're one of the most annoying people in offices in 2023, according to this report.
Well, Casey has put a point to everything she wants to say.
Yes. Next up, the most annoying people in the office.
Yes, the cold water swimmers, bravado. In other words, the smug gym crew.
This is a big one for Dubai, the people who are smug.
Yes, because this is a group that has gained popularity for their dedication to this invigorating health trend. These are the colleagues who start their day with an icy dip in the local lake or sea and don't shy away from sharing their experience in great detail. This, of course, isn't relevating Dubai, but we read this as... smug gym people who describe their workouts in detail to anyone who will listen.
So basically the report describes people who, so say for example, if you swim in Ireland and you talk about going cold sea dip swimming or you go for like ice baths regularly, we obviously don't have that much here, but people who are a bit showy-offy about their gym routine is annoying.
It is.
Do I do that?
I know you don't. You never told me about your gym. I didn't even know your gym until yesterday. Honestly,
then it's not me. Yeah. You know, it's like if you don't know the annoying person, then it's you. Okay, then it's not me. But that is annoying. I think if people, it doesn't matter if you're super healthy or if you are super chill. I think if you, you know, talk about your routine all the time in kind of like a showy offy way, it can feel like if someone else isn't into that, it's just, you know, do you keep your own routine to yourself? You're in the office. You're not mates. I mean, colleagues.
You know, I think the why people do that is just because they're too proud of themselves and they just want to show everyone like, oh, yeah, bro, look at me. I work out. Look at my muscles. Look at this. Look at that. You know, it's like you don't really have to just like tell everyone that, you know, you work out. It does show and you look amazing. So good for you. Good on you.
Okay. And then finally, the most annoying people in the office in 2023, the always on Gen Z people. So we have the always on ick from Generation Z. This group is known for their constant digital connectivity. So basically what they do is they juggle between work tasks, social media and messaging, which means they're highly responsive. However, it blurs the lines between work and personal life, sometimes appearing as a lack of focus to those who value uninterrupted work. Then it makes the rest of us look bad. So the most annoying people in the offices for 2023, according to this report, would you agree? TikTokers in the office, the vapors, Gen Z, and those smug gym people.
I'm from Gen Z. I am, technically. Not only me, masters as well from Gen Z.
But do you get that line blurred between, and that could go into even in your evenings, that because you're so connected to your phone, you're probably working in the evening without even thinking of it.
That is true, by the way, and I do see that because it happens with me, you know, as Gen Z is like, I think the main reason for that is because we're young, and because we're young, we just want to prove ourselves to everyone. We just want to show everyone that, hey, we can do this and we can do that and we can do everything, you know, just because we think that that is the right thing, which I, by the way, I still struggle with. You know, I'm very harsh on myself as well, so as a Generation Z. So I do get that. I do agree with you.
What's the generation that doesn't like to work hard? I have all generations. They're saying Gen Z doesn't like to work hard.
Gen Z works smarter, not harder.
See, there she goes.
See, thank you guys. See, even it's honestly. Yeah, Gen Z is very like, you know what, I want to get money in the fastest way possible without working so hard, which is why you see a lot of Gen Z people do
on TikTok making dances.
Exactly, making dances. I mean, have you seen Charlie D'Amelio? She is like, she's very rich right now and she's very smart just because she danced. It's not only her. I have friends who graduated from university and they just don't want to work hard. So she just made her sticker company.
That's what I mean. I think you need to defend your generation because I think like as the generations get younger.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot to be said for Generation Z because the older, maybe a little bit older than me generation is like work hard constantly all life, your whole life. And then the 20-year-olds are like, hey, we don't actually need to do that.
That's
true. But there needs to be a fine line of actually like working to make something of yourself while still finding that work-life balance, which I think we're all trying to achieve.
And as well because Generation Z values so much their work-life balance. They value it a lot, and that's why I think they work smarter, not harder. But you know, if like let's say they actually are employed at any company, they just want to prove themselves to their boss, their managers, and so on, because there is this stigma on Generation Z that we don't work hard, but we do. But guys, I saved
you. Prove us wrong, guys. I don't even know where I sit. If I am a 34-year-old, what generation? Am I a millennium?
You are, I think.
34.
Yeah. No, you should see what year you were born.
If I'm born in 1989, what generation am I? And what does that say about me? I don't believe in this stuff, by the way. I'm Generation Y.
No. Why?
Oh, I'm on the precipice.
Okay.
1992 generation. Oh, I'm a digital native. So we were like the first people to adapt digital technology. I am a millennial.
Oh, guys, listen, I think honestly, I'm defending all Gen Z right now, live on the Love in Dubai show. So I deserve to be the president of Gen Z.
You're defending the TikTok dancers in the office?
No, I'm not, because it's obnoxious. However, I am defending Gen Z. You know what I mean?
Who's saying that they don't? Why do you need to defend them?
Because the study just said, you know, that we are not.
That
we
wasn't Gen Z.
Yes, towards the end. I mean, Ali, what are you? I think Ali is a Gen Z or millennial.
I think we're a lot of Gen Zs.
I think.
Ali was born in 1996. I think I'm close to a Gen Z. I don't know. I'm starting to talk dances. Guys, 9:02 on this Friday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. And to everyone behind the scenes who made this show happen, because, of course, we had our Christmas party last night, so we're all a little bit tired. And yeah. We're going to have a good day ahead of us and then the weekend. If you'd like a list of things to do, Annika's created an amazing rundown of everything going on in Dubai this weekend. It's live on Love in Dubai now. We encourage you to go and check it out. But that is it for us on the Love in Dubai show. Have a brilliant weekend, and we'll see you on Monday morning. Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.